Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We have text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dickerson Bostic here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Callis is here as well. Callis, impressive. Good job last segment. Very impressed.
Thanks.
I think Crowley would be, well, I was going to say
no,
proud
don't
of
say
you.
It. Don't say proud.
He would not be proud.
This is an appropriate song coming back from that. This is a great song.
Black and white.
No, just the not even the lyrics. This is the tone.
Well, that's what you know. You that's why we made it this, right? You know, because me and Crowley are black and white.
I understand that.
Okay, and we're black and white. Me and you. Do you know that?
I understand that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm more talking about just the. It's a great song.
The vibe.
The vibe is good.
Yes, very good vibe.
Yeah, it's more of a beat guy, Dorn.
It doesn't don't matter get all, don't, if you're black or white. Michael Jackson.
There's no question.
R.I.P.
Yes. Congratulations on all your success.
Oh, man. Pat,
you're going to give me some credit, right?
Yes.
Is that what you teased?
Yes. What was it? Let's say...
what am I giving Pat credit
two,
for
two, three
the
months
bet
ago?
I won over you that you owe me 20
no,
bucks
No, it's
for?
Not that. Let's not get out of hand here. I could take credit for this. You want me to take credit for it?
No.
Okay. About 3 months ago, you said on our airwaves, whenever we're talking about the 2026 draft... that I wouldn't, and I'm gonna paraphrase here of what you said, I wouldn't go so far as thinking that this crop of quarterbacks this coming year in college football is a slam dunk. You said something of that nature, right?
I did, and I got eviscerated for it.
You did. You said, I wouldn't go so far of saying that this is a slam dunk class. Like, there's going to be multiple first-round picks that are can't-miss picks. And the Steelers are going to have to trade up and do all these things to get that quarterback. Let's take a trip around what the college football quarterbacks have done this year. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to deep dive into the stats or anything. We can just talk, and we know college football. We could just name a name and say, oh, do they look like a first-round pick so far or not? Drew Aller, does he look like a first-round pick so far or not?
He's not playing like one. He looks like one.
Let me rephrase it. Do they look like? Are they playing like top 10 picks?
No.
Okay. That's it right there. Are they playing like top 10 picks? Drew Aller.
No.
Cade Klubnik.
Absolutely not.
Arch Manning.
No.
Lenora Sellers.
No.
Sam Levitt.
No.
Fernando Mendoza.
Yes.
John Mateer.
Yeah.
Got hurt, though.
Yeah.
He's hurt. He's out for a while.
Yep.
So I think the moral...
You didn't mention one.
Who's that?
Garrett Nussmeier.
Has he?
Yes.
He has. So I think the moral of the story here is that you were right. Like, let's not throw all of our eggs in a basket.
It's not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast. We got to let this season play out, right? And we got to see what they do. And there's a lot of season left for these guys to turn things around. But I think the moral of the story, from my point of view, you know, adding on to what you were saying before, is that there's going to be people who enter this conversation that aren't in the conversation now that we're going to look back and say, like, oh, okay, well, now this guy is, you know, considered a top 10 pick. Where was he at whenever we were doing our top list early in the offseason? Like a Fernando Mendoza, like a John Mateer. Arch Manning, he's had, a good games against bad teams. Drew Aller's had good games against bad teams. Cade Klubnik and Clemson, you know, they're under fire. And obviously, you heard Dabo and all the things he's been saying. Nussmeier has done a decent job, like you said. I don't know if the Steelers are going to be in a position to really want to take a franchise quarterback as we sit right now in the 2026 draft. Say the Steelers pick 18th to 23rd, right? Are you really going to want to take one of these guys who fall, who were once considered a top 10 pick, but fall to the 20s to be your next guy? Like, are the Steelers really going to be in a position to think that their next guy is going to be right around that range, but at one point were considered a top dog in college football? That's my question.
Yeah, I mean, right now, looking at what's on the table, you know, Carson Beck and Garrett Nussmeier are living up to the billing. I think Carson Beck's got a lot of talent around him. Miami's yes. really good. Might be the best team in the country. Mendoza at Indiana has been really good, but none of these guys have thrown for more touchdowns than Eli Holstein to start the season. Think about that. Holstein's thrown 9. Nussmeier's thrown 6. Sellers has thrown 4. Aller's thrown 4. Now, does Penn State, with who they've played, need to throw the ball?
Probably not.
Probably not. We'll find out more this weekend.
Yes, we will.
Now, this could all change. It could flip on a on its head. If Aller goes and balls against Oregon and they win and he throws for 275 and 3 touchdowns, the baseline for this quarterback class, I'll agree, is higher than most. The baseline.
There's more.
There's more volume.
Right.
And there's a lot of upside. But to go out and say and anoint this as the best quarterback class, it could be. But to say it is, without question, is presumptuous. And we've only played 3 or 4 games. So, but the sample size to start, some of the front runners have looked shaky, right? I mean, Arch Manning has looked bad at times. Cade Klubnik has been bad. Clemson's 1-3. I mean, that's hard to believe. And, you know, it's just been hit or miss. So we'll find out.
Lenore Sellers seems to, and I think he's dealing with injury right now, seems to be kind of the most steady outside of Nussmeier. But is it okay to say that John Mateer has been the best out of this group thus far, even though he's dealing with injury now?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mateer in Oklahoma, he's burst onto the scene. And I think everyone expected him transferring in from Washington State to be a dude. And his stats have been really good. I mean, he's thrown for over 270 in each of his games. He's protected the ball. He's only thrown 6 touchdowns. But his scrambling and mobility have been terrific. And a year ago, he threw for 29 touchdowns and 7 picks.
Uh-huh.
So, now his 6'1", 220, he doesn't have the size of a Beck or a Nussmeier, Sellers. But I think he's been the most dynamic. He's been the guy you've turned on and been like, whoa,
yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah.
Sellers, you see that running the ball. What worries me about him is, like, he's got games, and they've played Vanderbilt in Missouri and Virginia Tech, but he's had a game where he threw for 128 yards, he threw for 94 yards in a game, now came back against Missouri in a loss and threw for 302 and 2 touchdowns. He was sacked 5 times. So it's just been, I think, a scatterplot of where these guys have been. It hasn't been one consistent one that's just risen above the rest, and if it was, it would be Mateer.
Bet Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted provider for over 50 years. Man, you know, let's I'm going to put a pin in that. Let's take a trip around the NFL trip around college football next. There's a lot of good games this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Pitt-Louisville, we got to get into that a little bit. Penn State-Oregon, you know, Mike Gundy got fired. There's a lot of things going on. Bama-Georgia, there's a lot of things going on in college football this coming weekend. This football talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, we'll take a trip around college football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming up next, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Pat, you said Crowley already landed maybe 2 hours ago? Is that what he tweeted
and said 93.7 The Fan has arrived in Dublin two hours ago.
Oh, wow.
Look at a picture of the airport.
Okay.
So he is on the ground. He is on the ground of the Emerald Isle.
Oh, good for him. Good for him. What do they got over there? What, meat and potatoes? Isn't that like the big dish? Like it's always
bangers and mash. Bangers and mash.
What's bangers?
Sausage, I think.
Oh.
Some sort.
Sausage
bangers
and mash.
Bangers and mash.
All right. Yeah.
Bangers and mash is a classic British and Irish comfort food of sausage, which are bangers, mashed potatoes.
Nice.
And a rich onion gravy.
Huh. I would eat that.
Absolutely.
Sure. Sounds good. Pitt taking on Louisville Saturday, coming off a bye week. Pat, what are we thinking? How are we feeling? Narduzzi is usually pretty good out of a bye in the recent years, but obviously a devastating loss to West Virginia 2 weeks ago. And will our Panthers get back on track this Saturday against Louisville at home?
They got to play better, and I think they need to come out and play cleaner football. 14 penalties is far too many. Too many missed opportunities. Too many self-inflicted wounds. And to beat Louisville, they're going to have to play cleaner. I think they will. I think Pat always tends to rally the troops. It's unfortunate you lose a game in the process, but it's conference play. I think they'll come out ready to roll. Should be a beautiful day, and I think it'll be a competitive fourth quarter game, and they'll have a chance to win it. They got to play clean to do it.
Yes, they do. They got to clean it up. Obviously, 14 penalties against West Virginia. If you commit 14 penalties, it's going to be very hard to win a football game. All right, you got Penn State, Oregon. They call it a whiteout or something like that up there. Isn't that what's going on?
It is a whiteout.
Whiteout, 7:30. I actually did watch the interview of James Franklin from yesterday, him describing the whiteout. And, you know, he said the contrast of the white and the blue jerseys and stuff of that nature, that's what, you know, sports is all about. It's one of the best moments in sports and things of that nature. How do we see that game going? Is this going to be a legitimate test for Penn State coming up on Saturday night?
Oh, it's a legit test. I think Penn State's got better players. I think Oregon is more well-coached. I think Dan Lanning is, if not the best, one of the best defensive minds in college football. And him versus Drew Aller, they'll find a way to slow down, you know, Singleton and company. But this is going to come down to who plays better defense and who plays takeaway. And no one does that better than Oregon. I think it's a tight one. Penn State should win the game, but don't sleep on Lanning and what they can do schematically.
Is this a must-win for Aller to kind of prove the naysayers of what he's really made of? I mean, obviously, prototypical NFL quarterback, has the size, has the arm strength, everything, but the big game, Drew Aller, has been missing in his career. Does he have to win this game to prove that he can win that big game?
Yeah, this is an opportunity for him to state his case on a national stage at home against a playoff caliber team. And Penn State's got a national championship caliber roster. They need the national championship caliber quarterback play. And if he can do it in a game like this, then I think that's proof that he can do it in the biggest of stages.
LSU, Ole Miss. Now, number 4, LSU taking on number 13, Ole Miss. Top 15 game here. It's at 3:30. Now, did you see Lane Kiffin's daughter?
Yeah, she's dating a linebacker for LSU.
Yeah.
There's just so much, like, it's just a gushy type of game, man. Like, it's just so much going on. Anything Lane Kiffin, I'm all about it.
You like Lane?
I like what he is in college football. He's an interesting figure. I don't know him, but you know, he has some interesting takes. I think he's funny on social media. The contrast between him and Brian Kelly, I think Lane's authentic. I think Brian Kelly isn't. And but this is a big one, man. This is a big one. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to say, but
that
game,
Ole Miss.
In a game like this, you go with the better quarterback. And I know they've got a young quarterback making some plays for Mississippi, but I think Nussmeier wins the day.
Yeah, after I saw the picture of Lane Kiffin's daughter sitting with the LSU linebacker and figuring out that was real, Lane Kiffin is now social media's biggest loser. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them today at awaken180weightloss.com. Okay, Alabama, Georgia. For me, Pat, you know, this game, what time is it at? It's at 7 o'clock. It's at 7:30. It doesn't have the mystique that it used to, in my opinion. Now, I know that Alabama's 17th in the country and Georgia's 5th. Georgia's always up there, but I just not as, like, excited about it for some reason that I would have been probably about 3-4 years ago.
I will say this. If Georgia wins this game convincingly, it could get ugly for that crew down in Alabama. I can see it. It'll be very interesting to see how the heat is turned up on Kalen DeBoer if they lose this ball game.
Mike Gundy got fired, yesterday or 2 days ago? 21 years at Oklahoma State.
Brent Pry of Virginia Tech.
Brent Pry of Virginia Tech.
You have two-year tenures. You've got 21-year tenures. You know, it's fascinating. You know, you'd like to see Gundy go out on his own. I think he might have had the opportunity to do that, but decided not to. He's a Cowboy, so he went out on a saddle in a blaze of glory. But you can't take away what he did for that program. You know, they with him and T. Boone Pickens, and they were doing things that gave them advantage well before NIL was a thing. But they were so swashbuckling. And when obviously Mason Rudolph was there, James Washington, they were fantastic. But, you know, time's undefeated. And I think it was time for a new voice in Stillwater. And unfortunately, we'll lose. I'm sure he'll be in the media in some capacity.
Oh, yeah.
But we lose one of the most colorful figures in college football when he opined in press conferences on various topics.
How about Kurt Cignetti in Indiana? They're for real. I mean, that ass whooping last week, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody saw that coming against Illinois. They take on Iowa at 3:30 Saturday, but they're legit, even maybe more legit than they were last year.
Yeah, they're a really good football team. And Kurt Cignetti's done a phenomenal job. Mike Shanahan, his offensive coordinator, who was a teammate of ours at Pitt, has Fernando Mendoza playing at an incredibly high level. And they just poured it on a good Brett Bielema-coached Illinois team. They are for real. They're going to give people fits, and they've got an opportunity to ride this thing the whole way to the playoff once again. Back-to-back playoffs for Indiana would be something you would not have on your bingo card.
Who do you believe in more of being a legitimate football team? Georgia Tech takes on Wake Forest at 12 on Saturday, and Florida State takes on Virginia at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Who do you believe in more, Georgia Tech or Florida State, of being legit?
I believe in Georgia Tech. I'm close on Florida State. Always had a talent. Castellanos is their new quarterback. Georgia Tech, you know, I tell you what, they've just done – Brent Key has done a great job since taking over in 2022. They play a different way. They're physical. The quarterback, you know, is – Haynes King is – I almost said Bo Nix because he reminds me of Bo Nix. He's played a lot of football. He can run it. They design runs with him. They've got good backs. Jamal Haynes is a speedster. And they're physical. Kind of a little bit like the Detroit Lions a little bit. Stylistically different, but mentality-wise, you're going to get bruised and battered when you play the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, that's good talk. That's good
I
talk.
I love college football talk, and I love this song.
It's great. Some good games this Saturday. Hopefully our Pitt Panthers can bounce back from the loss to West Virginia 2 weeks ago. They're coming off of a bye, so hopefully they put on a good showing on Saturday. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn. He joins the Fan Morning Show. We'll talk to Jeff about college football, Steelers, Ireland, Guinness. What is the thing? Banger and eggs, what is it called?
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. We'll talk about that too. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peter Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dickerson Bostick House with you on the Fan Morning Show. And right now on our fan hotline is our man, our guy, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty well.
Doing great.
Doing pretty well. Jeff, have you ever been to Ireland?
I have.
Oh, nice.
I have. It's awesome. I mean, the people over there are going to have a ball. Crowley, he may not come back, so just be ready for that.
Yeah, Callis would be happy if he didn't come back because they...
You
know,
would you be happy?
he understands, like, the alcohol... content level of Guinness is a little bit different than, you know, what he probably has over here.
Absolutely. Jeff.
And given the body weight, that might not take much.
It's not going to take much. He's a feather. He's going to have one Guinness and then he's going to be,
he's translucent.
He's translucent. Yes, absolutely. Jeff, what do you expect out of this football game on Sunday? 9:30 kickoff, obviously in Dublin. And what do you expect? How do you see this game going? The coaching matchups, Flores, O'Connell, you know, Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin. There's a lot of little storylines in this game. Justin Jefferson and Jalen Ramsey, maybe. How do you see this football game going?
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Tomlin said on Tuesday about would rather have J.J. McCarthy out there than Carson Wentz in this scenario, just because it's a guy who hasn't played a lot of football at the NFL level, and you've got an opportunity to attack that opposed to a guy that's played a ton of ball. And listen, this Minnesota offense is loaded. They've got two great tackles. They can plug in a running back and just have them continue with that tradition. And obviously a wide receiver there, stacked. Hawkinson's a good tight end. I mean, this is a really good offensive club with a good offensive minded head coach. And then you mentioned it defensively. Here's the thing. You have to have success on first down against Brian Flores. You get yourself into second and third and long with all the different looks that he can give you and all the different attacks and how he can get really creative and crazy, you're going to find yourself in for a long game.
Jeff, I watched Aaron Rodgers' press availability yesterday. I know you guys had a special guest behind you. Mike Tomlin creeped in on the proceedings. Is that commonplace?
It is not. Every once in a while, I mean, he'll roam through the room. Every once in a while, if there's somebody in this little designated interview area, he'll just peek his head, mostly as a joke, or if it's a younger guy, or if we ever talk to Christian Kuntz, he always gives him issue as Pittsburgh's guy. But no, that isn't very common. But you could see in his face the relationship, what he thinks of Aaron, and just how he wanted to give Aaron a – you know, it's his way of kind of needling him a little bit. And then, you know, Aaron gave him a little look towards the end of knowing that he was there. But, I mean, I know there's Mike's got to win playoff games. They've got to do better. But when people in that room really are drawn to Mike Tomlin.
I wanted to ask you about Aaron Rodgers. What's your sense? I mean, he emanates patience. He's emanates having been there before. But what do you think his actual patience level is with some of the youth that's around him and the hits that he's taken?
Well, it gets tested, and you see it at times. I mean, we see some things in practice But you guys see it on the field, like how we got frustrated with Freiermuth that they weren't on the same page. You know, you see the face when he gets knocked down and he's being helped out or dragged up by, you know, an offensive lineman. I mean, he is a perfectionist, and he expects that from his teammates. Now, I think whether it's over time or whether that it's early, you know, he hasn't called anyone out directly, but know that those conversations happen. He is the most comfortable person in his skin at that position that I think I've ever seen. I mean, he doesn't worry about anything he says because he just isn't concerned about it at all. He's just the same guy. You can joke with him. He'll joke with you. He'll get ticked off at you, but you could also give something back to him and he'll at least listen, but know that he expects to have the final say so in those scenarios.
Jeff, Pitt takes on Louisville Saturday, coming off of a bye week. Pitt takes on Louisville at home, and Penn State takes on Oregon at home. Thoughts on those two games?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start with the Pitt game, and here's another very good offensive-minded head coach. I mean, Louisville just always seems to have speed. They're aggressive defensively, and then the guy Miller Moss, who seemed to just jump right into their system. You always wonder non-conference, like, okay, who have they played? What kind of challenges have they really had? But it's another good Louisville team. And it's not a must win for James Franklin, but you get this one, maybe that eases some of the, okay, you can't win certain games. If you can get this game on Saturday night for Penn State, I think that propels them into what their potential is this year, which is, I mean, they're one of the favorites to win the national championship, and with good reason. They've got an experienced quarterback. Now is when, and I know Oregon does too, but now is when you've got an experienced quarterback at home. This is where this has got to pay off. Drew Aller's got to play one of his better games and lead that Penn State offense because they'll be challenged, but it's a great opportunity for them on Saturday.
Jeff, your thoughts on Aaron Donald and his jersey retirement coming for the Notre Dame game?
I went back and looked at some of those numbers his last year. I mean, they just don't seem real, what he did in his last season at Pitt. I mean, 28.5 tackles for loss from that position. And we were talking to a couple offensive linemen yesterday about Aaron and about potentially facing him, and they both got that, like, nervous smile of, like, no, I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good. Even probably right now, I don't want to go up against Aaron Donald. But he was relentless when – there were other programs that didn't think he was good enough. He just worked. He didn't whine. He worked. And that's what made Aaron Donald who Aaron Donald was and is. And on top of everything else, he hasn't forgotten where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
And not just with words, but with, you know, some of the things he's been blessed with financially. And I think that's what, you know, Aaron is just, he's exactly what you want in a former great. He's all of it.
Very well said, Jeff. Very well said. Jeff, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next – oh, actually, talk to you maybe Saturday.
Yeah, I'll see you guys on Saturday. You know, there's somebody that's off in Ireland pounding some Guinness, not just Crowley. So I'll be spending some quality time with you guys on Saturday.
It'll be good to see the Hawk.
Yes, sir.
At Acrisure Stadium.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you, boys.
See you. Pat, you were talking about how and you guys were talking about how Aaron Rodgers gets hit, and you know sometimes he gets a little frustrated when he gets up. What's it feel like to get hit, like blindsided like that? Like I got hit different ways than you did. Like what does that feel? Is it jarring?
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. I mean, it's when you complete a ball, it's great because you have, you know, you can just say like, thanks,
something to
man.
Look forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, right? It's like, yeah, we gotcha. You're too late. But when it's like just a crunching, like blindside hit, you can't brace, you can't fight force with force. You just have to take it.
Just take it.
You just take it.
Jeez.
And it's
especially at 41.
And it's like those are though a little bit easier because you're not anticipating it. But when you're staring down the barrel, like that Joe Burrow clip when Myles Garrett's doing a twist stunt and coming at you, and you have to throw it, and you know what's coming. But if you know, the moment you start to flinch in those moments is when you're done.
Mm.
So you got to just cut it loose and then take your medicine.
Mm. All right. We'll wrap up the show next. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. So, Callis, you can join this real quick. The Seattle Mariners have won the AL West. They clinched.
Good
did
for
you,
them.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Do you know Sean Myers is a fan of the Mariners?
That's cool. He's a fan of the 49ers as well.
Big so, West Coast guy.
This graphic just popped up. The last time the Mariners won the AL West was 2001. And there's some facts of things that were happening in 2001, the last time the Mariners won. One fact that I'm going to bring to the table is you were 3 years old, mm-hmm. Callis.
Jeez.
Another one, Fallen by Alicia Keys was the number one song. Shrek was released in theaters.
Wow.
Julio Rodriguez, who is on the Mariners now, was 8 months years old. Or 8 months old. Years old.
8 months years old.
Years old. Years old. 8 months old.
Years old.
First Harry Potter film was the number one movie.
Wow.
The iPod had not been released yet.
iPod.
That was released in 2003, yeah.
And Ichiro Suzuki was a rookie. Mm-hmm. That's the last time the Mariners won the AL West. Good for them. And Kyle Riley Durham. How about that?
That guy's great. 60 home runs for him.
That's big time.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nice when you develop players and
you
add pieces that fit to create greatness over a 3-year period.
Yeah.
Eventually leading to a division championship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Good for them. I just thought that was interesting. 2001. It feels like it was yesterday, but at the same time, it feels like it was so long ago.
I don't remember much of it.
Yeah, you were three.
A young Callis.
Yep. You don't remember much of like an hour ago.
I have a good memory.
Oh, do you?
You'd be surprised. What?
What position did Gary Anderson play?
He was a place kicker.
There you go.
Yeah, Callis. All right. All right. What position does Brian O'Neill play?
Oh, you made fun of me for this one. Tackle.
Okay. There we go. Good job, kid.
Way to close your Pat, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you tomorrow. You're going to join the show at 8 a.m.
Yes, I will.
Nice. We got a nice little show for you tomorrow. Obviously, odds and ends. Lee Sterling, Chris
Let's
Carter.
Do
we
it.
We got a big show going on tomorrow. Callis, good job today. We'll see you tomorrow as well. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 71, low of 64, 95% chance of rain. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 61, partly cloudy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.